Now, four young people from Clare have been awarded with Goshka Gold Award medals by the president of the country, Michael D. Higgins. This is a huge honour for these young people. I'm delighted to say one of them joins me in studio now. That's Fergal Kearney, who is from Tulla. Fergal, how are you?
Not so bad, Alan. Thanks a million for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. I was just chatting off air. I mean, you're quite a tall lad. And I just pictured Michael D. Higgins trying to... you were saying that the award's like a pin and so on. I'm just trying to imagine him putting that on you. I wondered if he used a stepladder. You said there was a few remarks about the height difference.
Yeah, I was getting photos on the WhatsApp from all different relations and friends and all that, just saying that just the height difference and saying there's a difference of a chandelier between the lot of us. Like there was a chandelier in the background. But, yeah,
brilliant. Well, look, fair play to you. Can you tell us though, you know, a little bit about the Goshka Awards and what you were involved in, the projects and activities that led to you being one of the people who received a gold award?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Goshka was started in the mid-80s, I think 85, by President Patrick Hillary. And it's basically a youth self-development programme, just for young people, really. And there's three different awards that you can take part in. First one many people take part is the Bronze Award. So that would be around 16 years of age, around the TY stage of secondary school, where that's where I started taking part anyway.
Okay.
And then you can progress onto the silver and then onto the gold if you wish. I suppose when I was in St. Joseph's in Tulla, there was a teacher there called Miss Donna Fitzgerald, and she was the real driver behind it. She was the real coordinator, I suppose, and she really drove it on all of us to take up this challenge. So basically what it is when you start off, you take part in these three different skills. So the first skill is a personal skill, and then a physical skill, and then a community skill. So for the personal skill, you could take up learning a new skill, such as learning a musical instrument or learning to cook or something like that. So I took up learning a bit of guitar. And then for the physical, you know, taking part in sport, so you could do hurling or soccer, whichever you want to do.
I'd say you'd be fairly handy at all of those. you look like it would be anyway.
I don't know. we'll let other people talk about that. But yeah, for the community then, it's just helping out the community. So helping out coaching a sports team or coaching music or something like that. So that's what many people tend to go for. And then afterwards you have your activity project. So what that involves in it means is covering a certain amount of kilometres. So, for example, for the Bronze Award, we cycle 60 kilometres out to Dingle. And that has to take place over 2 days, spending one night. So we spent one night inside in a hostel in Inishere and cycled 60 kilometres back. And the weather wasn't really forgiving that day, if I remember correctly. But it was unbelievable, really. And you're spending that time, no matter what the weather is like, you're spending that time with all the people in your ear, and you're making unforgettable memories, really. I mean, it can be difficult at times, but it's about the people around you and the support that you get. And so that was bronze anyway. And then you look at the only difference between silver then is that you're doing it for an increased number of weeks. And then that was done in fifth year. And then after that, you have a choice if you want to do the gold or not. And I suppose about 11 or 12 of us just made up a group chat. You know, the group chats are so handy, you know, a Snapchat group chat or something. Yeah. It's, you know, that's the way to get anything done.
Yeah.
And we just said we'd go for it and give it a chance. We were the first ever people in the school to actually do it. And I suppose we just wanted to leave something behind and say, you know, we did this, like, and it's something to look back on, something to be proud on, and maybe to inspire future people in the school to go and do it, because everything is there for them to do it in Tulla now. They've people to look at and see that they've done it. And I suppose that's what we wanted to leave behind at the end of the day.
It just shows for people who maybe weren't aware about the concept of the Goshka Awards, Fergal, that it's a lovely concept, because as you've outlined there, you can help develop yourself, you can help better yourself, you know, you're adding more skills to what yourself and, you know, things you can put on the CV, but also the community aspect. You're bettering the community and you're helping the community and making young people more rounded individuals.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you're learning new things at the end of the day, and you're meeting new people, and you're gaining new experiences at the end of the day. I mean, the skills that I took on to learn, I never would have thought that I would have been learning. I never would have thought that I'd been playing guitar or meeting different people. And I mean, for the gold, Goshka, there's an extra challenge you have to take on called it's called a Oh, the name has gone from me anyway. But what it is basically is working with, there's a section called Working with Young People. So myself and the four other awardees, what we did was we went up to Esker Monastery in Athenry, and we were working with the Killaloe Diocese Youth Ministry. And that was working basically with young people around the TY age in secondary schools around Clare. And it's basically just helping them find themselves. We're there for about 5 days, helping them find themselves, help them, you know, develop a sense of self and realise what they can achieve. And it's just really rewarding, I suppose, working with young people and working with people around the community. And it's one of the main things that you remember. It's not really about the medal that you receive. It's the journey along the way and the people that you've met and, you know, the lives that you've come across, really. That's what it is.
I can tell what a difference it made to you, even when you were recounting some of the experiences you had, the cycle to Dinglin in Shear and all that. You kind of have a smile on your face. It just, regardless of what the weather was like, it's the taking part with your colleagues, as you say, people in your year. You'll always have those memories.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's when you're looking back at the photos and the memories that come up on Snapchat, whatever. Like, and that's what it's all about, really. Like, and you know, you're still meeting up whether it's at a birthday or something like that, or meeting up generally at training, and you'd still be talking about the memories that you made even 7 or 8 years on from them. Like, you know, and that's what it's all about, really. Just the memories and, you know, the people you've come across along the way, and that's what it's really all about, really, you know.
Well, well done to you and the others for receiving those the gold award, a very well deserved. What are you at these days? What does the future hold for you? And how are you on guitar? How proficient did you get? Are you the Jimi Hendrix of Tulla?
Don't get any ideas. I don't play live on air now. I just like playing with the friends from college and all that. I've some friends that are great musicians, and it's great to pick it up and have a bit of crack with them. But yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing at the minute. I'm teaching in Holy Family Senior School here in Ennis, and loving it. And there's great emphasis on music there and sport, and you try to bring what you've learned to the kids. Yeah. You know, the kids are fantastic there, and they're really eager for anything, and you just try to bring what you know to the classroom. And yeah, I know, and loving it, and really supportive staff as well, and sort of just hurling away, getting ready for the intermediate championship there in a few weeks' time. So it's the first round, and that's really what my life is about at the minute, you know.
Fair play. You're kept busy. Before I let you go, for people listening, if they would like to get involved in the Gashka Awards, what do they have to do? How can they do that?
Well, first of all, I mean, you have to find your pal. So a pal is the person that will support you throughout. So I was very lucky with Donna. She was somebody right there in the school. She was a teacher in the school. And so you have to find somebody. You can register on the website and find somebody who can help you out. So registering on the website is the main thing, and I just recommend really just going for it. You know, there's a lot of reasons not to do something, but look, I mean, you have to be disciplined throughout it, but at the end of the day, the rewards are just unbelievable, really, and it's the experience and the memories that you look back on, and you'll never know if you don't try, really. That's what I think anyway. So I think you should really go for it.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, you've sold it pretty well. It sounds like a really rewarding and wholesome experience, if I can use that word. It really does. And you could be getting a pin put on you by Michael D. Higgins. We won't say whether he'll need a stepladder for you, but he might have needed it for Fergal. But fair play, Fergal. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll get you in to play guitar one of these days.
Oh, God. Thanks. Thanks,
he looks semi-frightened. I better let him go. Thanks very much, Fergal.